Millions gathered within the towering capital of Asgon to watch as the Lesser was placed upon a plateau of our finest iron ore and raced to the sights of all Shambhala. The airwaves crackled with anticipation as the Lesser's sound was amplified across the entirety of the city, and the planet fell silent. Feeling unknown to the Shambhalans spread like the dreaded fever, proliferating throughout the crowds as the sound rang out. Several of us opened our own mouths and tried to replicate it, but, alas, it seemed beyond our biology. The Lesser was requested again and again, required to make the sound during hierarchy inauguration ceremonies and important birth dates of our species, including my own, for my involvement in the salvaging of the Lesser. This went on for a long and enjoyable memory. Yet countless birth dates pass, and the Lesser in my care, though well looked after, developed soft cracks in its face and found it increasingly difficult to move around during the typical exercise regimes. These had to be made easier, the diet also being adjusted to meet the Lesser's decreased requirement of carbohydrates and fats. I worried for its health, but it could still make the sound for which it was so well known, though with noticeably less power. I told it as clearly as I could that there would be one more presentation before it could rest and be dissected, the sound safely recorded in the archives. Yet, as usual, the Lesser did not understand me. It simply sat there, mouth open, limbs hanging uselessly at its side, staring into the blackness that constantly veiled its sight. This final presentation changed everything. The world gathered once more within Asgon, while the Lesser was raised onto the plateau for the last time. I prepared myself as I would have to inform my fellow Shambhalans of the Lesser's retirement. The Lesser, as frail as a newborn, stood shakily upon the iron ore and opened its mouth one final time. The sound rang out through Asgon, and Shambhalans of all ages shivered with its power. Then it occurred. An adolescent Shambhalan, young and strong, raised himself onto the shoulders of the silent throng. He stared skyward towards the plateau, his powerful jaw opening and closing, a faint gargle emanating from his throat, the world of Shambhala turning to face him. Even the Lesser's voice quieted, aware that something was different, that something was happening. Suddenly, with a look of fearsome shock and distress in his eyes, the young Shambhalan opened his mouth wide and uttered the very sound for which the Lesser had been assumed totally unique. A surprised cry rose from the crowds and they surged forward as one, Greaters and Lessers together, demanding that he teach them how to emulate the sound. An unstoppable horde swept over the doomed youth as the planet descended into violent chaos. Everyone fought to reach him, arcing jets of scarlet spraying into the air as Shambhala witnessed its first ever battle, commencing our first ever war. A high-pitched screeching reached our ears. To my own and the hierarchy's mounting horror, the Black Patrol flight cradle thundered down from the Eternity in a ball of convulsing flames. They too were desperate to learn the technique of the sound, heard by them over the airwaves transmitted into the cold depths of nothingness. As they descended, they hurtled over the Lesser's plateau, scorching plasma flooding the iron ore and heating it to an incredible temperature. The Lesser again produced the noise we had associated with distress. It seemed to raise its thin arms to its face, as though to protect itself from inevitability, before it was lost amid a wave of fire. The flight cradle smashed into the highest tower of all Asgon, and blossomed outwards, debris crashing into the chaos below and obliterating the entire city section surrounding the hierarchy's palace. Both I and the surviving hierarchy members fled, desperately trying to escape the spread of infernos and bloodshed that dyed the green sky a thunderous yellow. My work has resulted in the end of our civilization as suddenly as it began, eons ago. I write this in the containment facility where the Lesser was once held, listening to the carnage that is Shambhala, my world, outside. Many of the hierarchy have departed and I will soon follow. There's nothing more for me here, other than the pursuit of the sound, to which I cannot bear witness anymore. I leave this as a record for any who may find it, for any who may survive. Do not pursue the sound. If you hear it, do not listen. Flee. You cannot stop it.